Honey Badger don't care.
Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a Costco granny panty model, ladies and gentlemen, queen of the cotton granny panties, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and hello to Kenny.
Good morning, my friends.
Aw, and what a special friend you are.
What a special friend you are.
I thought that sounded familiar.
Exactly. And good morning, all of you, on this Monday, September 21st, 2020. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to National New York Day. Welcome to National Pecan Cookie Day. Welcome to National Chai Day. Welcome to National Seat Check Day. I don't know what that means. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
As we kick off a brand new week, Lex.
Yes.
It's my honor to ask you, how the hell is your caffeine?
Oh, my caffeine is fresh. Mm-hmm. It is nutty.
Nutty.
Roasty, toasty, and delicious.
Fantastic. It's such a good combo. McLean, Commadon.
Yes. Well, it's chai day, and I have vanilla caramel chai
tea.
Oh, hardworking, imaginative. It's also inventive and neat.
Neat. Very neat. Kenny?
Jason?
Yeah.
My coffee on this 21st of September makes me want to sing ba-di-ya-di-ya-di-ya. Dancing in September, body,
Yeah.
A little. Were you doing a little Earth, Wind, and Fire already this morning?
Yes, yes. Ding, 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 ding. You are the winner. Right, nice. Love them.
Your body just has to move, right? I mean,
it's such a good song.
What's happening?
It's my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
How'd you have that ready so quick?
Girl,
I am.
Come on. He has 4,000 clips in his brain and where they
are. I do. Literally, I have.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about getting a hold of you and warning you, but no, I'm never going to warn you about anything.
No, I have them all in my memory.
The challenge.
Yep, I know where they all are. Yeah, like Tan Mom.
I'm sorry, I'm tan.
Right there she is, yeah. No, Dawn, I'm with you. That's my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Mm-hmm. I love that song. Especially, Lex, in September, you know?
Yeah,
September.
Yeah,
and the 21st.
Mm-hmm. My coffee is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh!
Cheers.
Ooh,
cheers.
Nice.
Earthy, windy,
cheers.
Fiery. Uh-huh.
Mm.
How was everybody's weekend? Lex, how was your weekend?
I had a very productive weekend.
Oh, nice.
Lots of stuff done. And just the piddly things, you know, the things you avoid and just don't want to do. But I did them, and it was also really beautiful out. So,
stunning.
All in all, I need a weekend for the weekend.
Yeah. How's the crying going? The cry out, the great American cry out.
You know what? Last night was pretty good.
Really?
Friday, not so great, because I was crying most of the night, too. So I think that made it affected, you know, his mood. But last night, he only woke up one time at 1 this morning, but then went right back to bed. So I'll take
it. Yeah. Yeah, I know many of us were very sad on Friday. We were actually, I was with my girls, Jen and Lisa LaCourcier. We were having a good time
until you weren't. Yeah,
I had to deliver the news, but we were in Stillwater. Jen always brings up a good point. She likes things to look forward to. And a couple months ago, she goes, we just need to get away. And At that point, I didn't know how badly I would need a little mental break. See Friday's show. And so see my breakdown at 6:30. But yeah, so we were right in the middle of sipping our first cocktail, and I got the CNN alert that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed away. And Jen just screamed. I mean, just went, what? And yeah, it had a shadow over our entire weekend. We still continue to have fun, but yeah, it definitely put a shadow on the festivities. So
yeah.
I mean, just to be very honest, I'm not telling all of you anything you do not know about me, but you know, if you hold the values and the policy stances that I do, you know, this is a big blow. It worries me, if I'm being very blunt, as a gay man. I'm very worried about what the future could hold for stuff like gay marriage. It hits me in a very personal way. And that's all I'll say on that, because y'all don't pay me to hear my political beliefs, but I am scared.
Well, and it's not that surprising. She's been sick for a while. Yeah. She's 87 years old. So first you mourn an icon that's gone now. But the other part of it that I think was very upsetting is now what's happened afterward, and you know, making the decision to replace her before, after the election, and just the headbutting that's happening right now.
And there's precedent from 2016.
Exactly. And I think that just everything, the loss, and then, you know, what's happening right now on top of that is just another thing for 2020.
I know. We didn't have this on the bingo card. I don't know if you have the bingo card near you. I don't know. I don't think we had.
No, we didn't. I just checked.
Did you just check? Yeah. We had alien invasions. Mm-hmm. B. Arthur gets a personality. But
murder
we did
hornets.
Not have murder hornets.
Oh, we also have feral swine to worry about, too, guys.
Oh, my God.
That was the
I'm
other
sorry.
Thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What?
Feral swine.
Sounds like
the name of my first album.
There's. There's a wild hog population that's just soaring. They're actually calling it a feral swine bomb.
Kenny, get on that.
Oh, no.
Did you know 9 million feral hogs in the U.S.? Oh. They cause about $2.5 billion worth of damage every year. And because they're multiplying, that damage is multiplying as well.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
Can I just make an observation?
Add that to the list.
And Kenny, I don't know about your other show, but I just got to tell you, this is one of the reasons we were nominated for a Marconi. Mm. We're the only broadcast that can go traipsing quickly from Ruth Bader Ginsburg to feral swine in a heartbeat. I mean, we just glistened. We just ice skated right. I loved that. That was just.
That's Alexis.
We went right from RBG to feral swine without even blinking. God bless America.
Love it.
I love us. I love us.
That was a fast turn.
That was great. I loved it.
It is RBG day, too.
Yeah,
our mayors announced that. So.
Yes.
And according to Jewish tradition, because she is Jewish, you know, she did die on Rosh Hashanah. And when that happens, that person is of great righteousness.
Oh.
So it seems very fitting and appropriate.
We were, like I said, we were in Stillwater, and there's all sorts of stores. Lex, I thought about you many times because.
Oh, really?
I go into an antique store, I think of you because it's the valley of the creepy ass dolls. So
that's right.
I'm walking through various stores, and there's this one particular store, and I don't remember the name of it, but they sell like fun odds and ends. Like I bought a Golden Girls face mask, and they sell goofy stuff like that. And she said she had already made Ruth Bader Ginsburg face masks. She said, she sent her daughter home because she makes them herself. She sent her daughter home to make more because they were just selling them out. I mean, they couldn't keep up, and they had little finger puppets and all that stuff. But it was a cute little store, like many stores there in Stillwater. But like I said, it had a cloud over the entire weekend. So,
yeah. How about Don, Kenny? How are your weekends?
Well, hold that thought. Let's take a break because part two of weekends. And plus, I have a question for Kenny and Alexis and all of you that watch football. That and more will when we continue. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything billions and billions served, just like McDonald's. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Hope you're having a really good start to your day. And if not, we'll try to change that.
Yes.
Dawn McClain, after assigning Alexis the human centipede for...
Thanks for all those texts, too, this weekend, friends.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know
what you... What was that?
Why would I... I don't know. I would never taunt you. I don't know what you're talking
Angel
about.
Angel couldn't believe I haven't seen that movie yet, either. He was like, oh, we're in for a ride. Oh, he has, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I thought about it a couple times over the weekend. How was your weekend, Dawn?
Oh, it was great. We did a bunch of cleaning yesterday. It's always good to... you know, a thorough deep cleaning every once in a while.
Yes.
You know, with the windows open, I went on several walks, and it was just a great weekend overall. Played some video games, read my book, didn't stress a lot about anything. It was awesome. And then Monday morning rolls around and...
Then all hell breaks loose.
All of a sudden.
We're hearing beeps in our ear. I can't connect.
Oh, gosh.
Kenny needs a shave. I mean, it's just a hairy carriage.
It's all good now, though.
It's all good now. Yeah. Kenny, you had a busy weekend, didn't you? You were working. There was no rest for the weary there.
I have no idea what I did this weekend. None. I mean, they were like 16-hour days of just fast and furious activity. Like, have you ever seen, who's the guy in the Bugs Bunny?
Wile E. Coyote?
No.
Yosemite
That's
Sam?
How my, this is how my brain works. I can't even think of normal things anymore. Tasmanian Devil. That's what I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was the Tasmanian Devil. I knocked off so many projects and I can't even name one of them. Although, I am sitting in a newly staged office right now.
Ooh.
Oh
yes, my bed.
Did you take your bed out of there?
Yeah, and I actually put it in a bedroom where it belongs. And I painted the walls in here and rehung a bunch of art and stuff. It actually looks like a home office now. Yeah.
Is this where the brand new wiring is? The fiber optics? Yes.
Yeah, but I'm in Minneapolis. I was going to be up north this morning. But I didn't finish my stuff last night till about 7:30, and I was junk. I had
tired.
No way. Yeah. And then I woke up at 1 a.m., and I've been up since.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fun.
Sorry about that.
I have about, know how much sleep in me, but I never went to sleep, really. I have, like, maybe an hour.
What?
Oh, dang.
Are you serious?
It's surreal living like this, isn't it?
It sucks. But, you know, we'll get through it, guys.
Oh, honey.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know.
No.
It's like, well, I guess it's not going to happen. I've learned how to calm myself down and not, like, cry about it. Because I used to get so upset and just nervous. And But, you know.
Is it your brain or is it your joints? Is it more of a physical thing?
It's brain, I think. I don't know. I was super tired at about 10 o'clock, but then I went to sleep for 30 minutes and then woke up and couldn't really go back to sleep.
Alexis, I think that joints would help in this case. But
I think so too, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
A little gummy or something, you know?
I had, like I said, we were in Stillwater, had a good weekend, except Friday into Saturday, I had a naughty dream about a friend that I should not have a naughty dream about. And I woke up and it was so detailed and it was, she's kind of a 694 friend. You know what I mean? She's a outer ring suburb friend, but, close enough where, and she's one of those friends that I just consider, and this is I won't be naming her. So this isn't offensive, but to me, well, especially because I'm a gay man, she's just kind of asexual to me, so it's even stranger. You know what I mean? It's even and it was a very, very, very detailed dream.
Oh wow! Yeah, you had me at sex dream with a woman. So
I know.
Wow.
As long as it wasn't B. Arthur.
God. It was not, because that I would just tell you and leave off the details. I wish, yes, for the sake of our show, I kind of wish it was B. Arthur, just because that would be hysterical. But no, oh, wow, it was a... Yeah. It,
how we many were, details do you want to share right now?
I can listen tell you to everything, but actually what we did.
Well, that's what we want to know.
Well, yeah. I'll kind of tell you what we did. But we were in a drive-in, like a Sonics, but it was like a 50s style. We had a couple of these in my hometown in Michigan City. But it was like an old school drive-in. And the roof, you know, was like a metal roof with yellow tube fluorescent lights. So the lighting was very distinct. It was like yellow tubed fluorescent lighting on the roof. And we pulled in and we were in an old car. Like the smell was very, like I remember the smell and I can picture the interior. It was a long, it was like one of those, like a car from the 70s. It was just very long leather, like a metal steering wheel, big steering wheel. I'm driving and she's in the passenger seat and we pull into the drive-in and she has like a pedophore on. Yeah, but I'm dressed normally. I'm in shorts and I keep looking down at my leg and I leaned over and I did things and we started doing things.
Oh, wow.
And with this person, and then she was aged on her face. Like she was
oh, but her body was nice and fresh and young, pretty young thing.
She just was older than she currently is. And I recognized that in the dream. Like as I'm playing checkers, I am realizing, I'm thinking to myself, wow, Sally, you're older. Like your neck looks different. And you're wrinkly. And yeah.
Well, and then I have a Dreamweaver here. So,
well, I don't know what all this means, but it was very, very detailed. I kept looking up. I kept looking through the windshield and seeing the yellow tube lights, the fluorescent tube lights. And no one came to take our order, and I got irritated. And she told me to concentrate at the activities at hand. And then, And I shouldn't have said it like that. But anyway.
Focus.
Yeah. Okay. I'm four shades of red. But anyway. And then I woke up and shared it with the group and we laughed hysterically. It's anyway. Okay. I've rendered Kenny speechless. We're going to take a break. Recap of the Emmys when we come back.
You did.
The time is 6:31. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Stillwater. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Our Emmy recap moments away. Really quick little note on Stillwater. We got ready to leave, and we were walking by the river, and I heard, Jason? And over there was our big boss, Jenny. With her dog. Yeah. And I was like, oh, hi. Hello. Really early in the morning. Hello, big boss. I was like, hello to your little doggy. And then we proceeded to walk and it was windier than blank. And we walked across the old bridge and I felt like I was going to blow away. I was like, holy crap. But it was just a gorgeous, gorgeous day, gorgeous weekend there.
You got to be careful with her, Jason, because you never know when she's in town and you never know when she's listening.
Yeah.
One day about 6 months ago, well, it might be even more than 6 months ago. We were still in the building. I must have made a reference to a 4-foot bong or something on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm rolling out of the parking lot in my giant truck. She's rolling in. She stops me. She rolls down the window. And all she says to me is, really? 4-foot bong? Really?
Like, I can't hear you. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Beep, beep.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
Yeah, I think you've done that a few times, Kenny.
Yeah, just more than that.
Just to test to see if Jenny's listening.
Yeah.
Aha. Yes.
Mm. the Emmys were last night. Lulu, did you watch?
I did, and I enjoyed them a lot more than I thought I would.
Oh.
Yeah, really? It was bottom line, and I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a fantastic job. They had very little technical issues. When you think about the 130 different cameras that they had across the world and trying to connect to them, I thought it was really fun to see inside the stars' homes. Who was celebrating with them? Were they at a special party with their casts, or were they at home by themselves? Was their wife or husband or children there? I thought that was really fun to see. There were a few funny bits about quarantine. There were definitely some fails that were just like, okay, move along here. Come on now.
Yeah.
But in general, for an unusual event, I think that they knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yeah. Dawn, did you see any of it?
I did not. I was watching Big Brother and then trying to go to sleep.
Atta girl!
I can't be behind on that.
Was it good last night?
Yes and no.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really like who's in control of the house right now, but.
Oh, okay. Kenny, I don't even bother asking you. You were busy.
I didn't
projects.
Watch. I saw a lot of tweets, and I saw some footage this morning, and I have a question for you, and I want to know if this is okay. Eugene Levy's son.
Dan.
Did you see him?
Daniel.
Yeah, I did.
He looks just like Eugene Levy.
Oh, yeah.
My question to you is he gay?
Dan? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well... Would it be okay if I wore a skirt like that? Because that skirt was awesome. That was so cool. Yeah. Yes. Is it a kilt or a skirt?
I think it's a kilt. I could be wrong.
Because it matched his suit jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've always wanted to wear a kilt, and I thought, oh my God, that would be so cool. And I thought that was a cool, cool look.
Yeah, I love him.
Great look.
But
I
want to wear.
Look great in that, Kenny. Do it.
I didn't see what he had for footwear. With me, of course, it would have to be steel-toed boots.
Yes.
But I think I could pull it off.
Why not?
I think I could do it.
Actually. Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't want to do that plaid pattern that kilts usually
tartan.
Are.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you could pull it off. No, he's a cool dude. I love Dan.
Is.
Oh, I love Dan so
very much. I didn't realize
much.
What a pivotal person he was in the process of getting the show.
Yeah. In front of
on CBC. Netflix and in front of everyone.
What,
well, he plays
his...
David on the show, but then he also...
Oh, he's in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I guess he directed a lot of the episodes and was pivotal in writing it. This was his first time in a writing room.
Yeah, he was basically the co-creator with his dad. He came up with a concept and went into partnership with his father and went to the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, got it there, and then Dan was instrumental in getting it on Pop here in the States, and Dan was also instrumental in getting it on Netflix, which started... the explosion of popularity that the show enjoys now. So, Eugene gets, rightfully so, a lot of credit. But Dan is really the guy behind it all. I mean, it was his concept, his idea. He did direct a few episodes. He co-wrote some of them. He came up with the ideas for a lot of them. And, and starred.
What
I mean,
a sweep.
He's David.
Two.
Yeah.
All the lead supporting actors. This is the first time a cast has done this in one season.
Yep.
It was just like, they won again. They won again. Again.
Swept. Yeah, here's a little montage of the sweep.
For outstanding directing for a comedy series. Andrew Cividino, Daniel Levy, Creek.
For outstanding writer for a comedy series. Daniel Levy, Creek.
For outstanding supporting actors in a comedy series. Daniel Levy, Creek.
For outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series. Annie Murphy, Creek.
For outstanding lead actor in a comedy series. Eugene Levy, Creek.
For outstanding lead actress in a comedy series.
What? Catherine O'Hara, Creek.
For outstanding comedy series, Creek.
Yeah. Heard that theme 4,000 times last night, but
yeah. Okay. And every time said it, they had to put the picture of their the icon.
Yeah,
you guys
should say it. Yeah,
it's 2020. The world's got COVID. We're falling apart. There's rioting in the street. Can we not? Can we just say it? Can we just say
especially
it?
Since the intention, it's a double T, and the intention isn't on the.
And there's a
C in it. Technically, yeah, but everybody's too.
Afraid. And if we can't say it, can we do it the way you do it, Jason? Use a little creativity? Yeah.
Shites Creek. Yeah.
Come on.
Shites Creek. Jeez. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad the show won. Yeah. I'm so glad it won. As a fan of the show, this last season, you know, sometimes shows get long in the tooth. There are a few exceptions. You know, MASH kind of maintained its quality. Mary Tyler Moore famously, you know, kept its quality. Cheers really actually got better as the show went on post Shelley Long. And Creek is another one of those. Never lost a step. And I would even argue the last seasons were the best seasons.
And it made me think I need to go back because I watched about four episodes and I thought, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
But you, and of course, winning all these awards, my brother just raves about it. And he was just so elated last night because they won so much. But that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. The last episode, I really did. I went through every Seven Dwarf emotion. I mean, every single emotion I had. I was grumpy that it was ended. I was, I was bashful at times. I was, you know, happy. It was great. I laughed my butt off. Catherine O'Hara was so good in that final episode. But no, it was good to see them. It was good to see them win.
Did you like it?
I did. I did. You know what? Because it was creative. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're so used to the rat-a-tat-tat of these award shows. Monologue, comedy bit, first presenter, next presenter, next presenter. Mm-hmm. Host comes back, does a little bit, next presenter. You know what I mean? There's a formula to these. And this forced them to be creative. Like, for instance, the box they sent to the nominees was hysterical to me. And they never, and it was remote controlled. So if they won, the box would open up at their home with a real Emmy.
And that was so cool.
Yeah. And if it didn't open, Samantha Bee broke it open. And there was a bottle of champagne in there for the losers. So cool. Yeah. So it was just, it forced the producers to do something different. My favorite, this should come as no surprise to anyone, my favorite moment was Letterman. I thought that was a bit that landed. I just thought Letterman hitchhiking to the Emmys and driver.
And his old jokes.
And his old jokes he found. He goes, I'm wearing a tuxedo from when I hosted the Emmys in 1986. And he pulled out a card. He goes, these are jokes that I put in my tuxedo pocket from 1986. And he read a couple of them. And as he's reading, a car drove by and goes, I hate you. And we're like, you suck. And, it was so Letterman.
He looks like Colonel Sanders, too. So, on top of that, you're like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Just a little, it was so Letterman.
I hate you.
Yeah, he didn't even make mention of it. There was just a driver that drove by and goes, I hate you. Here's a few of the jokes from Letterman.
I'm Dave Letterman. This tuxedo, the last time I wore it was in 1986 when I hosted the Emmys. Here's what I found in the pocket. These are jokes from the 1986 Emmys. I'm going to read them. They're going to be a lot of fun. 1986, what a great looking crowd. So many stars, so much cocaine. Is this the Emmys or the Mets locker room? Neil Diamond is nominated tonight. Neil, where'd you go for that spray tan? Chernobyl? 1986. Oliver North and Angela Lansbury have a new show this fall on CBS. It's called Trading Arms for Hostages, she wrote. Telling you, quality comedy is timeless.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. That's Chernobyl, great. All the things from 86, the Iran-Contra deal. Oh yeah. It was good. 6:42. Let's take a break. We'll be back after this with more. Well, it's not Santa Monica Boulevard, but the sun is coming up. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. A little flashback bump for you. A little Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. Thanks for being here. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. 6:46. That guy is in the restroom again, everyone. Just wanted to...
Uh-oh, it's his new place.
I know his shoes now, so I just tried to use the facilities in that break, and he's once again reading the Great American Novel or something in there, so this is...
Oh, no.
He's found his new place to poop.
Yeah, I was just like, dude...
Well, I mean...
Can you go to
the female... Did you go to the women's...
Next break, I may just put a sign. I should just get a sign laminated, Lex.
Yeah.
That said, dude in here. You know what I mean? Just I'll just tape it up when here. I have to use it. Yeah. Don't come in, woman. Don't come in, woman. Dude in here. I may have to get that. So I don't know. 6:47 is the time. Okay. Now, Lex, you wrote, I always love trying to decipher. We always play this game with each other. Yeah. Trying to decipher what our things mean in the rundown of our show.
Yeah.
So you wrote, couple didn't know I liked new TV show, good binge show. Okay,
yes.
You have me curious. What is this?
Okay, the show is called The Home Edit, and a couple friends, they have a really popular Instagram. They're home organizers, which, you know, I like any organizing show.
Yeah,
just in general. And they're fun, they're perky and just like jazzed and excited to get everybody organized, which, you know, in the beginning I was like, oh, okay. There's a lot of energy going. But, you know, then later, as you know, you kind of watch a few episodes, you're like, okay, I can see they organize things in rainbow color. And I like that, of course. So it's really fun. Each episode, it's on Netflix. They help a celebrity and then they help, you know, regular normal person and their family or their business. And so there's a celebrity that I didn't realize that I thought, I want to know this couple. And that is Neil Patrick Harris and David Burka.
Oh.
They're a fun couple. Now, look, it's just a little snapshot into their lives. Oh, no. Why are you
Jason laughing?
I don't know.
He's so annoyed by them.
Oh. Are you annoyed by them?
Oh.
Continue, Lex.
We're going to have a fight. Good.
Here we go. This is about Doug and McMillions again. Here we go.
Yeah. Fighters, go to your corner.
I love this.
I've never seen them interact as a couple before. Uh-huh. And Neil Patrick Harris is kind of the dry, sarcastic one. And David Burka is more the fun, peppy. He loves the home edit and all into their Instagram. They did their daughter and sons, they have twins, their playroom in the basement. And wow, you should just see the amount of toys. And then David, he likes to go online when he's, I guess, feeling down and buy stuff. And I guess one time he bought a whole bunch of food pillows. So you see Neil Patrick Harris mention this, and then they pan over to where those pillows are, and there's like a shrimp and pizza, there's a corn dog, like these huge pillows.
Was there a McNugget pillow?
Yeah.
Oh, there should be. Maybe there is one now. But it was just fun to see all the different toys, and then they just had some really funny quips back and forth, and I thought, okay, this might be a really fun couple. Mm-hmm. I never thought about them at all before this. I mean, I loved Doogie Howser, but I didn't know David at all before this. So
okay, at 6:50 now with an opposing viewpoint. Here is fighter Jason Matheson.
Jason Matheson.
Uh oh.
They are insufferable.
Really?
Don't you remember him talking about this on the show before?
I must have blocked it
timing
out.
Like a champ.
You might have been
Jason.
Gone on your maternity leave, actually.
I don't think I was here for that, because I would remember that. When did you see them, and when were they annoying to you? Just in general, or did you see something?
Always.
Well, I can tell you one thing he is annoyed with. They bought all of the artwork from the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. They got rid of that. So he was like, I know that you didn't like that. But that was like the nail in the coffin for you, Jason. That was like the last straw.
Was that a pinch of jealousy, maybe?
Well, that was absolutely know thyself before anyone goes, you're just jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous. For that, no.
Okay.
I not so much David. I think David is lovely.
Yeah. He seems really fun. And
Neil
they seem like
Patrick
great dads.
Harris. Yeah, sure, great. Neil Patrick Harris is insufferable. I used to love him, but
now I hate him.
Now he just, he really, really likes himself. I mean, like, I don't know. He's insufferable. Just Oh,
he's just too extra.
It's too extra. Thank you.
Oh,
he is
wow.
extra.
Oh,
always
extra. On. Watching.
Always read on. That all type about of guy. It.
I feel the same way about Justin Timberlake. Oh. He has that same oh. kind yes. of quality to him. That's,
okay.
It's a little okay. bit like, I don't know. It sounds terrible, but you're way yeah. too confident. Stop being so cocky.
Take it down a couple notches.
Have yeah. low self-esteem like the rest of us that were yeah. raised in the 80s. Yes. Please.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, then I you probably to... shouldn't watch this episode of The Home Edit.
No, it would drive in Colin... If you think I feel this way, really? It's even worse. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think, you know, we've seen them at Disney several times. They used to go, remember, Lex, back in the day, we used to go that first week of December a lot.
Yeah.
We'd go right after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And, well, Neil, Patrick, and David would go that same week. And we would see them around Disney. This is kind of what started it, but I was still liking them at this point. Colin was immediately turned off. And we've seen them like in candid moments, and it's too much. They're too much. He is too much. David, lovely.
Oh, man, they were cracking me up during this episode, and mm-hmm. they just seemed to really mm-hmm. like just jive with each other. Mm-hmm. And
Jason. I'm just getting word that Neil Patrick Harris is going out on a publicity tour, and he wants to book your show exclusively here in the yeah. metro area. What say ye? Can we get him on this
sure.
Thursday, please?
Hey, a guest is a guest. You know what? And they're a guest in our house, and I will treat him with respect.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And okay, I had to know.
I think it's one of those things where, you know, I'm extra. So, you know, two extra people, it's like, you know, too many cats in a litter box. Maybe that's it, too.
Yeah.
But I used to really enjoy him. But I don't know. I think there were several talk show appearances that he was just nauseating. I mean, just,
I love it.
Just so much Neil Patrick Harris. Just, okay, yeah, we get it. We get it. Yeah, we get it.
Wow, okay.
I had no idea this is where we were going. I yeah. love this.
I just thought, this is a great bingeable show. And then that mm-hmm. particular episode, I haven't watched all of them.
Donna Valentine loves it, too. She talked about it last week. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I probably
really
like the show. He's not
so
in
too.
Every episode, right, Lex?
No. That was they're just in one of the episodes.
Oh, thank
you.
Can
skip past it, even.
Yeah. They help Jordana Brewster with her pantry.
Okay.
Eva Longoria is on there, too, with her son's bedroom. Well, Khloe Kardashian. Rachel mm-hmm. Zoe, she's on there. And Reese Witherspoon's the first episode. They make a closet with all of her, like, Legally Blonde and, you know, different iconic looks from some of her most iconic characters.
Yeah. Well, there
oh,
we go.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah.
You can have them over for dinner. I please.
That was just, fun.
Yeah, I would happily have them over. Neil Patrick yeah. Harris, David Burka.
Yeah, have fun with that. I'll have David. Lex in the City's Dawn at Dark and Jason Mathis. And follow us. The show never stops there. We'll be back with more coming up next.